Welcome back to Getting Naked with Nate. I am your host, Nate Mangard. It's such a pleasure to be back with you today. I'm a little nervous today. I mean, quite nervous actually, because this is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I mean, specifically in terms of the lyrical content, like the depths of the lyrics. So the stories that I want to tell you about the lyrics feel many layered. And I've always, it's one of those songs, every time I play it, I think, man, I wish I could tell them in a short space of time how deep this is for me, like how many layers there are to this song for me. And so I'm very excited to be able to do that with you today, because the only time we have is now, and you're here listening for as long as you choose to listen. So I'm excited. I'm excited that I get to share in this way, that I don't have to make it short. I don't have to cut myself off. It's all here. We're ready. It's going to be freaking fantastic. I'm really excited. Yes. So first thing I want to say is please do check out the show notes. As always, nakedwithnate.com. That is where you'll find all the links to things I talk about in this podcast episode. It's where you'll find ways to subscribe. It's where you'll find ways to support, all of those things at the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. And I'm very excited to have that .com, by the way. I really like it. I thought of doing gettingnakedwithnate.com, but it just seemed a bit like just one word too long. So Naked with Nate, it's kind of easy to remember. If you enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy my music, if you enjoy the whole experience that I bring to you and you think it has value and you'd like to see more of it in the world, then please do pledge on my Patreon page. It's really like tiny bits make a big difference accumulatively. If every person who listens to this pledges $1 or $3, it adds up to something huge. It adds up to me being able to record better songs, to make better podcasts, to travel to come and see you, to do tours, to work on all the things that are important, and to just also improve the quality of my life so that I can improve the quality of my art and bring it in to you. Yeah. Also, if there's anything you hear in this podcast that makes you wonder, if you have any questions, please do let me know. Just at the show notes, you can comment right there. I will also have a link to a form you can fill out if you want it to be anonymous, which is totally cool. There'll also be a link where you can leave a voice message and I could include that in future episodes. So there are lots of ways to interact, and I really want this to be an interactive experience as much as possible. So if you're feeling it, then get into it. Finally, before we get started, please do subscribe on iTunes, leave a review. It takes just a few moments and it makes a massive difference to how much this podcast will get seen by other people and reach more people out there in the world. So yeah, that's it. Let's listen to Golden Shadows. I'm going to listen to it too. I love doing that. And as I did this in last week's episode as well, I quite liked it. Is it not doing the body first and then doing the intro? Now I'm just doing the intro, listening to the song, and then doing the body. So I actually don't know what I'm going to say after the song. So I can't like entice you with some amazing tidbits from what comes next. I don't know what comes next. So we are all in this boat together, and I'm recording this podcast linearly, I think, from now on. I don't know. I might change my mind. But once again, this week, I'm using the Tull F47 microphone, which is hand-built here in South Africa by this incredible father-son team. So thanks to Tull Microphones for sponsoring this one. This mic blows my mind. I'm so excited to sing into it again and to get back into that. So yeah. Anyway, here is... this version of Golden Shadows is from my upcoming album. I don't have an official release for it yet. So if you do want to download this song and all my other unreleased songs, of which there are many, you can do so. This song I recorded as a home demo for my dad, actually, and then I shared it with my patrons, and so that's where you can get a hold of it. Is if you pledge on Patreon, you can get a hold of this one. So that's it. Let's have Golden Shadows, and I will see you on the other side.
Lost in wonder at what we've come through. Maybe, and then we began to bloom. We shone brighter as we grew up to the clouds. And we're all here to grow. Golden shadows in the afternoon, lost in wonder at what we.
It's funny. It's hard for me not to be a little harsh on myself about how rough and raw that version was, like just all the mistakes. And anyway, but it's cool. It was basically, I was visiting my dad. This is now a couple of years ago already. And he said, it was towards the end of my trip. And I'd written all these new songs since I'd last seen him. And so a few days before I left, he said, dude, you can't leave now without leaving me these songs. You've got to just like do a quick home recording of them all. And so I did. And actually, we recorded one of his songs together. And we also did a cover or two together. And those are all on this like unofficial album that was just a home recorded demo. That's why it's not out to the public. But I am working on this new album as I sort of wrestle with these issues with my, I have a herniated disc in my neck, so I can't really play much at the moment. But I've got five of the songs recorded, and I just need another five and I'll have a full album. Although I was thinking I might release, by the time this comes out, who knows, maybe I'll have released the first five just as like a little EP, because I don't know when I'll next be recording. So anyway, let's get into the song. Oh my gosh. There's so many things to the song. So there's obviously, I love imagery. I love lyrical kind of flowery stuff that makes you go on adventures in your mind, in your imagination. That's what attracted me to lyrics in the first place. And that's what I try to do often when I'm writing, not even consciously, but that's part of what I love about being a songwriter is sharing stuff that flowers the mind, that blossoms the thoughts. And this song is certainly one where I feel like that came out very strongly. The song is basically broken. There are three verses in the song, and those verses each represent a different phase of, in a sense, the journey of a soul. And I don't know whether this is true or not. Who knows what is true or not? And I wasn't planning this when I wrote the song. This is often the case with me. I don't think, oh, I'm now going to write a song that's going to be about this. I sit down and begin playing and then I start singing and then the song happens. And so with this one, I was sitting in, I was in a converted warehouse in London I was living in. It's like full of artists and creators and creatives. I was sitting in this warehouse and I was on the couch and I was watching my housemates kind of go about their days because the kitchen was open plan. So I could see them all doing their thing. And the sun, we had these huge side, like warehouse windows. I mean, it was massive, big windows up the side and the sun was shining in and it was all golden. And so then I was playing this little thing on my guitar, the diddle ba ba da da. Oh, that's nice. And then I just started strumming. I think I maybe even started strumming first, was just that, like the chorus part, golden shadows in the afternoon. And so that's how it started, was just singing about this feeling of being there with my friends and the experiences that we've been through and the challenges we've overcome and that stuff. And then I started singing the rest and the rest came out. And I didn't, even then, I still didn't know really what it was about. It's only when I look at the song as a whole, I'm like, oh, there it is. I get it now. Yeah. So the journey of a soul, the gifts we leave behind, the experience of going from in a sense, the light or from the spiritual, from the non-physical into the physical, which is in the second verse. So the first verse is when we were in the light and then we come into we manifest physically for whatever reason, and then we move forward into the light again. So let's get into the lyrics. I mean, it'll all come clear when we do that. So the first lyric is, told you I was crazy as we sat upon the sun. We laughed with everyone who passed us by. All you would say was maybe as I left you on the moon. I gave myself more room to watch you shine. We all used to shine. So, there's also this back and forth that runs throughout the song. I told you I was crazy. All you would say was maybe. There's that line. So there's this sense for me of often in my life, I feel like I'm crazy. Like I'm so hypersensitive. I'm so intense. I'm so overwhelming at times. I'm so deep. I'm all these things that feels like too much, too many, too weird, too strange, too out there. And so when that comes up in me, what I found is that my friends are the best people in the world. The people who really love me are the best at showing me that that's okay. Like instead of not even saying, oh, no, you're fine. They just say, okay, yeah, maybe you're crazy. All you would say was maybe, yeah, maybe you're crazy. And then they'll do something or say something that will show me just through its honesty that it's okay to be my kind of crazy. If I am crazy, then it's the right kind. So for example, let's break it down. The first verse, told you I was crazy as we sat upon the sun. So now we're light. We're still in the light. We're still in spirit. So we're sitting on the sun. We are the light. We are the sun. We laughed with everyone who passed us by, the fellow spirits who are with us, the souls where we're beyond the physical. We get it. We're like clear and flowing through this experience of the Godhead, of divinity, we're all integrated at that point. So told you I was crazy as we sat upon the sun. We laughed with everyone who passed us by. All you would say was maybe as I left you on the moon, I gave myself more room to watch you shine. So I told you I was crazy. And then you're like, yeah, well, maybe, but then maybe. And then then I left you on the moon just so that I could actually witness you shine. And so, yes, I may be crazy, but my craziness leads me to want to witness you shining. And that's got to be the right kind of crazy. I've never tried to explain this in such a depth before. This song really is one of my, I love how many layers there are to it. You can approach it in so many different ways. And that's always the thing. Everything I'm saying in every one of these episodes about every one of my songs, please know that I'm excited to hear what you think. Like, what is your take on it? Do you get different things out of it? None of this is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but, like, I don't care. If you find something else, I mean, I do care. I really care. But I care in a way that I want you to be liberated to explore the songs however they work for you. And so then we're into the chorus, which is golden shadows in the afternoon. We're lost in wonder at what we've come through. Golden shadows in the afternoon. We're making love. It's all we do. And so again, I wrote that chorus first. That was the first bit I wrote while I was sitting there. I was watching my friends And I was lost in wonder. I was like, these people are so beautiful and they've been through, and I've been through so much and they've been through so much. And yet here we are having a beautiful experience together. And I'm so grateful for that. And that just makes it all worth it, you know, that we've all been through so much. And I'm lost in wonder at it, at the whole experience. And then the next thing, we're making love. It's all we do. This is like an ongoing thing with me where I feel like the idea of making love has been so, it's been sexualized. And making love doesn't have to mean you're getting naked with a person and having sex, although it can mean that, and that's totally fine. Go back and listen to my Lovers in the Morning Light podcast episode, and we can talk more about sexuality in that one. But really, making love to me is expressing, we create love by our actions and our words and the people we spend time with and how. And so to me, so much of my time in that place, staying in K2, in Arena Design Center, was about making love. I laughed more there than I think I've laughed anywhere. It's like so much of the time we'd all have dinner together and we'd cuddle and we'd talk with one another about our days and just support. It was a really beautiful thing. We were making love. And I thought that's what life's about. If I can make love in every moment, then as many as possible, and then that's what's true. Making love shouldn't be a limited thing. Making love is open and beautiful. It's all we do. And then we come to the second verse, which is the manifestation into the physical. So, told you I was crazy as we sank into the earth. We found value in our birth deep in the ground. So that's the first part where I'm like, I'm telling you I'm crazy and we're sinking into, we're becoming seeds. We're becoming manifested as physical beings. All you would say was maybe, then we began to bloom, shone brighter as we grew back to the clouds. We're all here to bloom. And so again, it's that call and response, basically. I told you I was crazy. I'm like, what am I doing? This is nuts. We're having this physical experience. I don't get it. And then you're like, yeah, maybe you're crazy. As we start to blossom, as we start to grow a flower in this physical form and flower and become again representations of that spirit, of that light. And so we shine brighter, growing back to the clouds, heading home in a sense, because obviously upwards often represents spirit because it does move us further away from the ground, from the earthing, which is the most physical, gross meaning very physical, very, what's the word? Macro. So yes, then we have the chorus again, and then we have the final verse, which is actually one of my favorites of all of my verses that I've ever written, just because of the imagery. So I'll tell you. So now it's moved from, so the first one was told you I was crazy as we sat upon the sun, it was past tense, and then told you I was crazy as we sank into the earth. I think I might have actually changed that since then to tell you that I'm crazy. Like, so it's present tense because we're in the physical present, physical now. I think I may have changed that since I don't know if I sang it in the version we just listened to. I can't remember, but I know that now I tell you that I'm crazy as we sink into the earth, find value in our birth deep in the ground. And so then the final verse is, I'll tell you that I'm crazy. So this is like forward as we've blossomed and we've sort of come to represent again that beauty and that light. And this verse is definitely reminiscent of the people and the teachers who have kind of attained that in this life. You know, whoever you think of as a beautiful teacher and a guru and a leader and a prophet and someone who really embodied the highest human achievement. To me, that one of the people who comes out like that is Jesus. At least the story of Jesus, I really find he just gives me hope for that humans, that we can get there. And that's a whole nother conversation, obviously, but I don't really separate divinity out of myself in the way of putting it away and distance and on a pedestal that I'm not worthy to. And I'm, you know, anyway, I think we can all get there. And that's kind of what this last verse is about. I'll tell you that I'm crazy when we dance upon the sky, shake petals from our eyes to line the road. And so there I'm saying, you know, as we bloomed, as we flowered in the last verse, we became flowers. And so we have petals. And that's basically the lessons that we learn in this life, the gifts that we bring, the wisdom that we gather, the shining of ourselves, our soul shining through this physical form. And so when we're dancing on the sky, we shake the petals, we shake the love, the experiences, the music, the arts, the whatever it is, the thing that we're passionate, that we care about, that we love, that we bring into the world, that thing can be a guide for others. We shake petals from our eyes to line the road. So we're lining the road that everyone walks and showing them. That's where, that's every, any book you've read, any song you've heard, any piece of art that you've, that has really spoken to you of the human spirit and of the beauty of the experience, whether that beauty is terribly sad or fearful or happy or lost or broken or fixed or like whatever that is, if it's really bringing you into the depths of human experience, to me, that is the petals that have been left by other beautiful humans to show you that that we are all doing the best we can to shine and to become flowers in this world. There's actually a book that I read when I was a kid that really had an impact on me, and I felt so connected to him. It was called Leo the Late Bloomer. I think it was called that. If I can find a link, I'll put it in the show notes for you. It was really just beautiful about this tiger who just didn't like bloom at the same time as everyone else. And I really connected with that. I often felt very out of place and very behind and delayed in my life. So yes. And then the final piece of that verse is all you will say is maybe. So it's that response again. You're like, yeah, maybe you're crazy. And then you'll show me why. We're more than getting by. We're going home. We're all going home. And so, yeah, there's that corner. So like, I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. We're dancing on the sky, shaking petals. What the hell's going on? And I don't know. And then you're just like, yeah, maybe we're crazy. And then you, and but then through your presence and your friendship and your companionship, you just help to reflect for me that we're all on a journey and we're all going home. And we're all home already, really. Yeah, so that's basically the whole song. I would love to listen to this one again because I feel that there's so much to it, and I really want to hear from you if you get more out of the second listen, or if not more, but if you get different, if there are other layers that you come into connection with, if it resonates with you about certain things in your own life as well, maybe friends, family, lessons learned, triumphs, challenges, all those kind of things. I would really love to hear from you again in the show notes. So you can, anytime, just nakedwithnate.com, go and comment on the post. Yeah, that's it. Let's listen to the song again, and then we'll be back and chat a little more as we bring this one to a close. Thank you for being here, and enjoy one more time, Golden Shadows.
As we sat upon the sun, we laughed at everyone who passed us by. All you would say was maybe as I left you on the moon, I gave myself more room to watch you shine. We're all gonna shine. Lost in wonder at what we've come through. Golden shadows in the afternoon. We're making love. It's all we do. All we do. All we do. Told you I was crazy as we sank into the earth. We found value in our birth deep in the ground. Say was maybe, and then we began to bloom. We shone brighter as we grew up to the clouds. And we're all here to grow. Golden shadows in the afternoon, lost in wonder at what we. We're making love. It's all we do. don't show me why. We're more than getting by, we're going home. We're all going home. Golden shadows in the afternoon, lost in wonder at what we've come through. Golden shadows in the afternoon, we're making love, it's all we do.
And actually, it's I did sing still the middle verse. I sang in the past tense in that one. So I have shifted how I sing this one. One of the funny things about this song is that people often think of golden showers, which is probably going to like destroy the song for you forever. But I just think it's hilarious that that's what comes to people's minds, shows the kind of the world we live in. When I first wrote it, then I played it for someone. They were like, what? Golden showers? I was like, no, golden shadows, like you get golden shadows in the morning, in the afternoon when the sun's shining and it's all golden and the shadows like are glowing. You non-poetic Philistine. Anyway, if you don't know what golden showers are, I'm not going to tell you about it. A golden shower is just when the sun is shining and you're having an outside shower and the shower is pouring down on you and the sun makes it go golden. That's what a golden shower is. So don't even worry about it. Okay, so I don't really have anything today to share you in terms of links and things other than just that I will definitely share Leo the Late Bloomer and any other links I find which are related, which feel like they talk about. I do want to find some videos talking about a bit of the journey of the soul. I know there are many people have spoken a lot about that very beautifully. It's not something that I focus too much on, but I think it is good information to take in just as another idea. You know, we're given in Western culture, because it's been so dominated by patriarchy and patriarchal religious dogmas, that we're just given like quite limited ideas of what happens after we die. And so, I don't know, I think it's cool to just think of different things. What happened before we were born and what happens after we die? I think a lot of people seem very certain about it. I feel like it's like an interesting thing because none of us know. Like no one's, they're all saying, oh, well, this day you definitely go to heaven or you go to hell or you get reborn or nothing happens. You just become stardust again or whatever it is. I'm like, how do any of you know? No one, I mean, who's got the real insight? One of the reasons I do feel like the reincarnation thing might be a thing is that the story of Buddha, of the guy who became Buddha, Siddhartha, he meditated so deeply for so long that he came to witness aspects of the makeup of the universe that are actually being confirmed now. This is like he saw this stuff like thousands of years ago, and now quantum physics and all the most advanced kind of DNA research and all these things are starting to show same things that he was talking about then. And he was saying, well, when we die, it's not the end of the being of the spirit, it goes on. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot to it. I definitely am not certain. And I'm happy to hear your opinions and your thoughts about all this kind of stuff. I'm not really a heaven and hell kind of guy. That's definitely not something I feel connected to. I think heaven and hell is a sort of like an archetype, or not an archetype, but it's a representation of life. So the point is that we live it now. We either live in heaven or we live in hell or somewhere in between, and we have to choose that on a daily basis. That's kind of what makes sense to me, at least on many levels. So I don't know, but you're working it out as well. Yes, if you do want to download this song that I've just played again, you can do that on my Patreon page. I will put a link directly to that download in the show notes, nakedwithnate.com, in case you forgot. I am going to start do like direct links to posts, but I haven't worked that out quite yet. So it'll probably be, this post will probably be nakedwithnate.com/goldenshadows, one word. because that makes sense. But I'm not sure yet. I haven't worked out how to make that happen smoothly. So anyway, you'll be able to find all of the posts at nakedwithnate.com. It'll redirect you to my podcast page on my main website anyway. So I don't have to tell you all that, but I am. That's it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It has been my great pleasure to share it with you. It has been a great pleasure to share some of the deeper aspects of one of my most special songs. And I would really like to hear what your thoughts are about the things I've talked about. Where do you think we come from? Where do you think we're going? Does it matter to you? Do you feel like this physical experience is like a testing ground? Do you feel like your soul chose this? Or do you feel like it's just fate happening? Or do you feel like God put you here for a purpose? Or do you feel like none of it really has much meaning at all? I'm so curious to know what your thoughts are. So please do check out the show notes and leave a comment. That is like the most number one thing I'm excited to hear about is from you at this point. And again, we'll be back next week. Don't even stress. We'll be here. I'll be here. Hopefully you will as well. If you're subscribed, you certainly will. And another episode of Getting Naked with Nate. It's been my pleasure, as always. Thanks for getting naked with me. And I wish you well. I'll see you on the next flip side.
Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable. More than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable. More than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable. More than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable. More than less unshakable. Shaper.